Good afternoon. My name is Debbie Lee, and I have known Jim and his family for 25 years. And I wanted to start my speech at the beginning, and I mean the first time I met Jim, because I remember that day very, very clearly, and it was a special day. So I'm going to start with the first day. I was judging a show in Las Vegas in 1994. For Wally Boyko, and it was a women's fitness show, and Wally Boyko was the first man to produce these shows, and there were three rounds in this show: bathing suit, speaking round, and a fitness routine. Never been done. And I was one of the judges, and we were sitting at the table, and we heard some chitter chat up that Jim Lorimer wanted to talk to us about the show. Well, we were somewhat terrified because we knew Jim was something special. He was had a big show. We didn't really know all about it, but we were all concerned. So then we're sitting there waiting for Jim to approach, as he did. And we see this very dapper, well-dressed, poised, confident man approaching us, walking towards us. And he exuded so much power and strength, I think I got more nervous. Anyways, he reached out his hand to all of us to shake it, and he had this charming smile on his face. He was absolutely, you just had to fall in love with him. And he said, "My name is Jim Lorimer, and I'd like to talk to you about the fitness show." He explained he wanted to know about the competition, and he asked us each some questions. And he was so interested in knowing what we wanted and what we were looking for in this show, the different rounds. And of course, I wanted to talk about the fitness round. That was my favorite. And he just looked at me and with such interest, and he just took it all in. That's one thing that was nice about Jim, is when you talk to him, you knew he was actually listening to you, and he was taking in that information. Well, then he got up and thanked us all, and he left. And we all went back to the table and said, "Wow, that was a really nice man. Why were we all so scared?" So that's my first experience with Jim. Well, fast forward a year from the time that we spoke to Jim. I was now at the Arnold's Classic judging the very first women's fitness show. I was a judge there for the first show. Jim had included it, the Wally Boyko show, into the Arnold. So once again, I was greeted by Jim and his incredible family. I got to meet them and the staff, and everything was just so perfect. The competition went so well. Well, let me describe first. I had never seen a stage. The stage was huge. The lights were all over the place. The backdrops, it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen, and I'm sitting there judging this show saying, "Why am I here? I think I need to be up there on the stage." So actually, I went back into competition because of that first show. It's a very complicated story here, but I had to go back to the amateurs, and I did that, and I worked my way back up. So the third time I met Jim was again in Las Vegas, and I'm sitting at a table for a longevity convention, and Jim comes walking over, big smile on his face, looks at me, reaches out and says, "Debbie, it's nice to see you. Congratulations. You've been invited to compete in the women's fitness." I was quite startled because I didn't know I was on the list of athletes. So my life changed right there. And he invited me to three Arnolds. I did three Arnold Classics. And then he had more things in store for my life. He wanted me to judge for 10 years. So there's 13 years that Jim extended my career in fitness. But Jim was always such a pleasure to be around, so full of life. He just had so much energy. I always enjoyed talking to him. And every year, I'd talk to Jim about the Arnold, and he was so excited. He would tell me, "This year we're going to add fencing." And I was like, "Great." "And this year we're going to add table tennis." And I was excited with him. And then my favorite was, he added horseback riding. That was exciting. But Jim did something else that was fun. He had a countdown. He would say, Debbie, we have 3 months, 10 hours, 5 days, 13 minutes, and 15 seconds before the Arnold. And he would have a little chuckle, a very joyful chuckle. And I loved the countdown. And I loved the chuckle. Jim was such a happy man. I know he enjoyed his work, and he loved learning. He loved to learn about, he loved to read. I think some of the other speakers talked about that. He had a library of, I think, over 5,000 books, which is now included over at the facility where he was living. It's the Jim Lorimer Library. 5,000 books or more. Very impressive. But one of the topics that he liked to talk about most, I remember, was happiness. He wanted to know, what was happiness? What did it mean? Who had it? How do you get it? But I think Jim knew the secret because he was a very happy man. I truly believe that he created his life. He met the love of his life, Jean, and they were married for 73 years. His family was the most important thing to Jim. He loved each and every one of you so very much. His family made him happy. One year, Jim even brought his family down to Texas. I'm from Texas. And he came to visit me and my late husband, Ray. And Ray was very excited. Jim and Ray really hit it off good. And I think Bobby came along. You were about 10 years old, and you brought your friend Danny. And Karen came along on one visit. And Karen and I, we talked a lot about diet and food and how to cheat on the diet and get away with it. It was good. So on that visit, we went to a Dallas Cowboys game. The boys were into the Cowboys. That was a lot of fun. And then we also went to one of Ray's favorite charities. It was the Exotic Feline Sanctuary. I don't know if you remember that, Paul, Danny, Bobby. But that was a lot of fun. That was where these exotic cats had been put because people in Texas buy lions and tigers and panthers and things when they're little and cute. And then they turn them out when they get big. So they end up at this sanctuary. Or sometimes a circus might abandon the animals. But this was Ray's passion. And this vacation was absolutely wonderful. Ray and Jim really hit it off. They had some great conversations. And last, I just wanted to talk about, I will remember all the special times that I had with Jim. Personally, I was able to see him 2 times this year. I came up twice for a couple of days. It was just one-on-one, Jim and I. And he just, talking to him is just the most amazing thing. He was always so interested in whatever you were interested in. I teach horseback riding lessons to children, and Jim would ask me all about my horses. And he was so curious, why do little girls like horses so much? And he wanted to know how many little girls versus how many boys I had and how many lessons I taught that week. He wanted to know everything about horses with me. And that was a lot of fun for me. I will miss Jim so very much. And I will remember the things that made him happy. First, his family. He loved his friends. He loved his work. His love of life. He liked inspiring and encouraging people to get moving and do their thing and reach their goals and dreams. I think that's been mentioned. Jim was always there to rise, help someone rise up. He helped me, extended my career. I got to go all over the world because of that, because of Jim having me come back into competition. Jim is a leader. He was a coach. He was a mentor. He was a winner. He was admired by so many. And the world is a much better place because of Jim. And I feel so blessed to have known Jim and spent time with him. I started the speech with the first time I met Jim, a little terrified. But the last time I saw Jim was this August, and we had dinner together, and I gave him a big hug. 25 years goes very fast. I will miss Jim, but I will remember so many things about Jim and how he is so loved and his love that he gave back to us.